Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Ask any pairs figure skater, and they'll tell you that sometimes finding their match on the ice is more complicated and more difficult than finding a match off the ice. That's why there's actually an online pairs figure skating introduction site. It's like a match.com, but it's exclusively for skaters who are looking to find a skating partner. And that's how our next guests met. Vanessa James and Yannick Bonheur were set up on icepartnersearch.com. They're about to compete in their first Olympic match as a team. They are the French national champions. They're skating for France this weekend, and they will be the first black pairs skating team ever to compete in the Olympic Games. Vanessa, let's start with you. Can you explain to our listeners what makes finding a match so difficult that you had to turn to a kind of blind dating sort of website in order to find your partner, Yannick?
There are so few boys, actually, in figure skating, and also there are few boys that are strong enough or tall enough or experienced enough. So it is difficult. We have more girls in figure skating than boys, so it's always difficult to find a boy and then someone that you're compatible with. So
kind of the same problem we all had in fourth grade square dancing class, right?
Exactly.
So Yannick, Vanessa flew out to France, and she did an audition with you. How did that audition go?
Really good. First impression was perfect. It was really connected together. I felt something with Vanessa. It was really great.
How did you know she was the one? You got a few responses from the website.
Yes, I was a few responses from a Canadian or U.S. girl. But at the beginning, doesn't work, and we saw Vanessa. I saw a few videos from her, and when we get on the ice and try a few elements, I knew it was her.
Vanessa, did you have the same instant connection?
Yes, we both knew that we wanted to skate together within the first day of skating together. And after the first 3 days, it was perfect, and we had already made our decision. We always laughed. All the elements worked really well, and we both looked very nice. We have really good lines on the ice.
But you had an accident during your early training, isn't that right?
It was the first day I came back to France to actually... I cut his hand the first day, just before we were about to finish practice. We were actually in the middle of a spiral sequence, and I had to let go of my foot, and his hand just happened to be there. It was in my way.
That's not the most auspicious way to start a partnership together, but I guess it turned out pretty well. You guys experienced success pretty early on.
We've only been skating for 2 years, and at the Olympics we'll be competing against couples that have been skating together from 5 years to 15 years. So we have accomplished a lot. We've done 2 European championships and world championships where we got our place for the Olympics this year.
Now, because of the changing rules in terms of nationality and country of origin, we see all kinds of pairs of skaters who are born in different countries, hold multiple citizenships. And Vanessa, you're a really good example for that. Can you kind of give us an idea of your international status?
Yes, I have identity crisis. I was actually born in Canada. I have British citizenship through my parents, who are both British, and we've been living in the U.S. for about 10 years now, and I moved recently 2 years ago to France, and I now have French citizenship.
So do you feel any sense of, I guess, dislocation in terms of what country you're actually skating for and representing in the Olympics?
Yes. I wasn't sure what country I wanted to skate for because I had the opportunity to skate for many. I'm proud to represent France. I was very welcome to skate there, and I have Yannick's family who was very loving, and I spent Christmas with them, and all of France has been very supportive, and I found my perfect partner. So
Yannick, you were not looking to find a black partner. You were just looking for somebody with the athleticism and the kind of relationship that you needed, but you ended up with another black skater, and you're now going to be the first black figure skaters to perform as a team in the entire history of the Olympics.
Yes, that's true. The first time I just watched and searched for a partner, and I found Vanessa. She's a black girl, but the first impression we didn't think about that, and it's true now everybody talk about first black pair in Olympic, and we are actually really proud about that, and we want like push the pair skating for black, because there is no many, and we think we can arrive and be good.
Yeah.
Vanessa, can you tell me about what that moment was like? Maybe it was the moment when somebody first pointed it out to you or first asked you about it. How do you feel as the first black figure skaters in the Olympics? Was that a moment where you kind of went, whoa, wait, am I?
Yeah, we didn't really know if we were the first, because we know we have seen other black skaters in the sport, like there's Robin. He's a German black skater, pair skater also. Skating with a Ukrainian girl. There was also Sergey Bonnelly from France. But yes, when people told us we were the first, we were surprised, but very proud. And like Yannick said, we want to encourage other people to become to skate and to be the best in skating, because it is rare to see black skaters on the ice.
Do you feel like it puts pressure on you? I mean, there's going to be the eyes of thousands, perhaps millions of black kids from all over the world watching you guys as an example and role models.
Yeah, I don't feel like it's a lot of pressure. Not at all. We have pressure on ourselves for just skating for our country, for our families, for just for ourselves. And I think no matter what we do and how we skate, I think that we can represent all the other black children, and we can represent them just being at the Olympics and have reached this level already.
If I know nothing about this sport technically, what do you guys offer as a pair that I'm not going to see from another pair of skaters?
I think it is our athleticism and our color on the ice. I mean, it does stand out. It's beautiful against the white ice. And we're very athletic. We have very muscular bodies, and some of our throws are the best in the world. They're very high, and Yannick is very muscular, very strong, and
he's
our
tall.
Lifts are very good. So I think it's more that than anything else.
Would you agree with that, Yannick?
Yes, I'm totally agree with that.
Well, he's you guys make a very handsome pair. Vanessa James and Yannick Bonner are the Paris figure skaters that will be skating for France in the upcoming Olympics. Thanks, and good luck to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.